reconvene at 7:11.
Yeah, see, that's why we need the sound system. I'm sorry, on that...
Can we, first of all, Bob made a request that we start with the STEM request, but I also, okay, 13,500, yeah, that's what we, all of us have come up with. And I'm perfectly fine if everyone else is okay with that, with starting with the STEM request to...
The reason is, actually, as the mayor pointed out, that you put a good proposal together here, but it's for two summer camps. And if we cut any money out of that, 1,500 you request, does that mean there's only one summer camp?
No, the summer camps are scheduled by the Parks and Recs. They've asked us to provide a rocket and robotics class in July and in August, and we've agreed to. If you cut the money on that, we'll just go try to scrounge up the money somewhere else.
Okay.
I mean, that's the life. We've committed to do it.
Okay.
All right, what do you guys want to do on that one?
But then doesn't that mean that, is it certain, are we going back to certain grades?
I can divide it with the money, there's enough money to make this all work.
Okay.
I can divide it legally. So you, let's say, is you guys just need to decide the amounts and it'll work.
Are we starting it forward?
No, we're starting it
stand. You already in, so there you are. It's $1,500 request. We're going to have to move this on. So you've got to start speaking up.
Okay, well, I think it's one of the more fully documented requests. It's also one of the smallest.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend leaving it where it is.
Yeah, okay. Well, I agree for fully funding it.
I'll third that.
What do we hear down here?
Leave it.
$1,500 is okay.
That's good.
You okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
All right, $1,500 for STEM. There, you worked.
Right.
You worked it. There you go. Okay, next. Next.
Because it was going to come out of my wallet.
Next. All right, what do you want to go on next?
Just start at the top
just
and work
down the line.
Okay, four, that's a bathroom in the park. That's built, it'll be there for a decade or two. You know, it's there 365 days. I mean, I think, and the reason I throw it out, some things are just a day event, if you think about it. And some things are capital bricks and mortar. They're going to be there for all year, every day. And I think it's important to look at that a little bit. And also the importance to the event to the broader community. But anyway, so that's a bathroom. That's capital. It's not advertising. It's bricks and mortar to build a bathroom.
Okay, and on the application it says, doesn't it say if money is not used, it's supposed to be returned to the city?
Well, we won't give it to them until, I mean, we've committed to it. We won't write them a check until they are.
Okay.
I say $2,000 for Ford.
I'll second that.
Good.
Okay, what else? Here are other numbers.
The Ford Foundation is...
Okay, Kathy.
I'm okay with $2,000 because I'm thinking if it goes over another year, they could come back the next year and get another $2,000. So I'm okay with the $2,000.
I'm okay with $2,000.
Working it out.
Karen, I want to make sure I hear from Karen on this.
I think $2,000 is a very fair amount, and I think that the taxpayers that pay toward that park should be screaming for a bathroom. Out of taxpayer money.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm still wanting the $2,500, but I know I'm...
Well, you know, if we find more money later,
if we cut more out
of somebody else.
I think based on the length of the project and the opportunities to...
Mm-hmm. And if they get so close to the end...
We can have money left over later in the year.
Yeah, I was just saying, if they get so close to the end, like they're a few hundred dollars away, they could come back and ask for one of the smaller amounts.
Right.
Car club.
1,000.
I'd go less.
Thousand.
Really?
Car club is the least impact on our community, I think.
I don't agree with that. They bring in people from far and wide.
They do car club, they do the meeting right at SNS Auto, and they bring a lot of people down to
the motel that's being added on to next to me. It fills up most of the time anyway. They'll need more room just for car club.
So you're at 1,000.
We're at 1,000 right now.
I'd go 1250.
Yeah, and okay. Some of that money is going to be improving the senior center grounds, right?
That's not what their little thing says.
Aren't they going to...
If they're adding gravel,
yeah.
That's for a sound system.
That's the banner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they... No, they did say something about the gravel the to put those nice cars on.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought the money was going to be.
Yeah, that was the car club.
Not all of it.
Not all of it. No, but some of it.
The way he talked, it wasn't going to grab it.
Well, it's kind of in the, you don't have enough information. Well,
that's why we needed these copied. Can you want to look at it?
Rick.
Yeah. Madam Chairperson.
Bob.
We'll go through the millions.
Are there... I hate to bounce around, but
let's... need to get back to one person at a time. Thank you, Bob.
I hate to bounce around, but if there are things that are definitive that we aren't going to cut anything, like how about Dream to Skate? Are we going to cut any out of that?
I would keep that at 25.
Are there people who would cut, are there members who would cut any of that out?
Just out of fairness to everybody else that we're cutting, I think we are to look at each one of these.
Okay.
I think what Bob's saying, if I can intervene, is let's get the ones out of the way that we don't want to cut.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And have kind of a total. I know the word. If we're going to cut three, we got to get the rest of our 3,000 out of those three.
So Frontier Day. Anyone going to cut $2,000.
$2,000.
$2,000 all the way around.
That's fine.
Yeah. Frontier
Day with 2,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me see.
Down to 12.
Frontier. Anyone
want to cut rodeo? I don't want to cut rodeo.
I don't want to cut rodeo.
I don't want to cut rodeo.
But don't you want to cut rodeo? No, I don't either.
Okay. Well, how about?
You gotta take money
I would like to see
that
if we have $500 off a rodeo.
That's what I originally did. Took off $500.
Better rodeo than the skate park.
Back on Frontier Days, right. If the we take money out, can we specify that we're giving them more than we gave them last year? Can we say that some of that money has to go toward a tent top?
Can I just
the rodeo was buying a tent.
The Frontier Day.
Well, we're already done with the Frontier Days at 2, right? Okay. You guys voted on that.
Can I just make a suggestion?
Yes.
If we're going to cut any of them and we cut them all, we cut just $500 off of each one of them.
Except for the skate park.
Even the skate park.
Well, we've already not cut anything off the stick.
Skate park is so important to the kids. And I need something to do.
And I think for the rodeo...
We can help them with fundraisers later.
One thing that the rodeo people said when they were here was that they would be happy with any amount that they get.
Yes,
and I know they would. I like the rodeo. It's a big, good event. It brings a lot of money in. But I wouldn't feel bad about cutting
I would put two
couple
on
hundred.
Rodeo, but that's
no. I wouldn't go that low.
$2,500, is that what you guys want to do with the rodeo?
I would accept $2,500, but they're trying to build
up. It looks like there's support for some for three, and some of you want two or 25, so two is probably too low, and three appears to be too high from what I hear.
Right.
I like 2,500.
That is a pretty good number for them. They'll be happy with 2,500.
Yeah, they will.
Okay. They'll
they
be
will.
Very happy.
Okay, 25 rodeo.
Okay.
12. You're down to
12.
Okay. So now you've got the car club and Dream to Skate.
I think since
we've taken off something off of almost everybody that's in the higher numbers, we take $500 off Dream to Skate.
Mm-hmm. And $500 off the car club and just say we're at 11 instead of 10?
That's
I mean, 10 is just the that Rick threw out as a cushion for 4,000.
For Dream to Skate, 500 comes off.
Yeah.
2,000 on Dream to Skate, everyone?
Mm-hmm. Some of you all speak now.
Yeah,
I want to make sure everyone gets to speak.
I'm okay with 2,000.
I just
leave here holding it back.
I go deeper than just the numbers. I know our kids need a place, and they're working hard to get this.
What
so
number
that's,
do you want? Give us a number.
2,225. I don't care. 2,300.
2,300. What about you?
Take it out.
On the drink club.
Yes. What's your number?
2,300.
2,000. Okay, we got some.
I like that.
Sounds like people will like the dream to skate. It looks, I mean, it's. I think you're wanting to bring it down a little, but I think because it's kids, what I'm hearing, mm-hmm. you know, you're somewhere.
Well, they are, but they also, you know, they understand that there's other things out there.
Sure, absolutely.
Right.
You know, there is. And if we really care about that, we can also help them.
And we can always
engaging with their fundraisers and helping them out.
Right, maybe. Yeah.
They'll have rocket and robot classes.
I'm fine with 2,300.
Yeah, okay. Everybody come. You know, these are dream numbers that people are throwing out. And, you know, if we... If they get all of it, great. If they get what I heard from most people, if they get part of it, if they get most of what they're asking for, they're
good. You can do 2,250, then it's then split.
It is sort of even.
2,250, you get the card for the parent.
Okay.
Maybe. That's
fine.
They'll be pretty happy.
11.
Oh, yeah. 750.
You know, this was a math test for her when we did 250.
Okay, then we do 750 for the car club.
You know what?
I like that.
I think I like 1,250.
For the car club?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I like give 1,200, 1,300 to the car club.
That keeps you with 11,500. Which is really close to your target, considering we started.
Well, you're taking
about halfway.
12. Taking 250 off it?
Yep.
Okay, I'll go 12.
I can live with it.
Yeah, me too. I can live with that.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think 1,250.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody have any card club down?
12. Stu wants 12.
That leaves us $3,500. Yep.
That's, and I think that would be, we're looking at 4,500. We're off by 1,000.
3,500, yeah.
That's still, I mean, you can, that kind of money would help out.
1,250.
Okay,
well, don't do that to me, math genius.
What's the final number on the car club?
Was it 1,250?
Okay.
We'll need an auctioneer next year.
No, we're at 11.
I think it'll be easier
total.
Next year.
And it gives you $3,500 over the next year.
I don't think we donated that much this year.
Well, next year.
No, this is more.
This is more.
But you're giving it out now, so you have them. Do you have this? We'll have a list. Mm-hmm. And so this will give you a roadmap,
right. Mm-hmm.
And we'll be more careful when the little ones come along. You know,
some of those may be gone.
That's
and,
true.
And we are trying to reduce the incidence of people coming throughout the year.
Well, that's true.
And making these.
I think this was good. So. It took us time. They feel good because they got to come in. They got to think. We funded some new things, some educational things. I mean, you got a wide spectrum there.
I think it's been a great process.
And so
we learned a lot.
Rick, I left my glasses home. Can you read down the final numbers so I can make sure?
I should presume somebody's taking
well,
notes.
Well, we'll have them all printed.
Okay, that's all right.
You don't need them tonight. Okay, let's move on if we could.
Let's
okay.
do. All right.
I appreciate everyone on that. And the group of some sure.
That was a good
that was
exercise.
Good. That was.
So.
And, you know, one other thing we could do is, we could have a night that's all it is the groups coming in next year.
That's a good
you know, where, that way your mind is yeah. solely on that. Yeah. Oh, you mm-hmm. student like that.
No.
Students want to use a budget.
Well, because you spent a night on it.
Yeah, an hour
and a half. And so then what happens is you rush other stuff. And
yeah.
so
right.
the danger is that, you know, but.
And my only problem, Rick, is I needed that time
No,
to regroup my head because I was just all over the place, and that's I think it's important to take a break and rethink that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I needed it desperately.
No, I think it was a good thing. Okay, I think it helped us move along.
Okay,
to take a little break. So,
is everyone ready?
Yes.
Yes.
For what?
We're done.
So,
all right, let's go. We're going to be in the reserve fund. And this one's this is what has been saved over the years, and we're establishing that this year, separating it out. You'll notice that there's no we put capital outlay at $50,000 each, and then some reserves. That's if something comes along, we have to build. It's reserve funds for sewer and water. There's no specific project going to be built. You know, those are big systems, and this could become $2 or $3 million someday. So that's. Kind of what it is. Is that right, Scott? One of the things we need to do sometimes is repaint the reservoir over here, and that's like $500,000.
Is
$300,000.
$300,000 to repaint that reservoir. That's something that we're going to need to do. You got to keep the rust out of them and paint the outside. And, you know, so it's an expensive business that you're in. But like I say, there's nothing being spent out here specifically right now. So if you want to move, that is just savings.
Okay.
The debt reserve fund, that's, this is the loan payment for the water. We have a loan at the water, on the water district when they built the systems and did things. They had a USDA federal loan. And this is, they require we have 1 year extra payment in reserves, and it must be in a separate budget. This is a requirement, and it's been, the district's had it, and we have it. And it, what'll happen is your last payment 10 years from now, you'll pull it out, it'll go away. But it'll sit there for 10, 12 more years. The requirement, that's kind of weird. She won't let you put it just in the budget as a line item. They want that in a separate deal. SDC, this is good. I worried about this all year. We made it through without trouble. So SDCs are required by law to be kept separately. And you know, I told you when we were here last year, they all got thrown together. Nobody knew. We knew, but you'd have to go through and dig through the books to find where they were. So our CPA staff, Summer and all, they went through and we knew what the districts had when they came here. Well, in a year and a half, it's pretty easy for us to figure out our SDCs. Yeah. And so what this is, they, and the reason they have to be separated, and we put in some income coming in, we have no idea, you know, what it'll be. If you take in 10 times this, it just goes in and the fund grows. The reason that you have to have a separate fund is systems development charges can only be spent on certain things. And it has to be when you're increasing capacity. In other words, if Huntington Meadows go down your road, and you have all of a sudden the one whole block, your 6-inch pipe, it just goes to hell and you need a new 6-inch pipe, you can't use this. It has to be that because they added another subdivision at the other end, that 6 has become a 10. Yeah. You have to increase capacity because this is growth. Growth is paying for this. Mm-hmm. It's not in place of routine or regular maintenance of existing systems.
Would it be, Rick, like going into Glenwood or Cagle? I mean, you put a whole new service in there, that money, that
more of that kind. But really where we would use it, it'd be to enlarge the main line coming back.
Okay.
The pipes, the distribution pipes to you are really on that project cost. But when we upsize the line coming back to the plant, that's where it'll be. And you'll notice we've got, sewer's got a million, wasn't it? And basically then we've got 600 in water. If we need to run buy a new pump, not a replacement pump, a new well, water rights, I believe, could go into this because that's future capacity.
Right.
For water rights. If we need to run we talked about, what, another line into town?
Correct.
And that was, how much was it?
1.2 million or something.
1.2 million. These are just big number businesses.
And that's what it is. When you have to do things to increase your capacity, right?
Yes.
That's how the SDCs are paid
for by the developer, so the person that's been paying their monthly bill since the inception of the water or sewer system isn't burdened for the cost of the new development.
The motel down here is paying us $80,000 in sewer and water SDCs. And we did a payment plan for them, so they're paying how much a month extra?
A little over a grand.
Over a grand a month.
So
when they pay their water sewer bill, there's an extra $1,200, and then it gets sent into this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how that all plays. The new dentist office paid
$15,000,
and they paid us. So that was a check that came in. So that's how it's all new growth.
And Little Deschutes Lodges, they paid $93,000, I think.
That was a couple years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's
back
a lot of money.
But yeah, they're big, big, big pieces of money.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Stu.
That's okay. I didn't want to interrupt her. So, will this change with our rate study?
Oh, if we change, when we'll talk about the rate study, the water, when we get there, but if yes, it could, because they're going to reanalyze what it should be right now. When you put in a new, say, it's easier to understand a single family house. Because that's, it's, that, you know, they don't worry about whether three people live in it or two toilets or three toilets. A single-family home is $5,700 is
for
our current
sewer.
For sewer and our water.
$1,400
for five, or $1,400 for the water. Water's a little low, so it's probably, but they'll recalculate. And what the idea is, what you're supposed to do, and that's what we'll have done with this. If we know to feed 1,000 new houses, if you're going to need to spend $1 million, you just divide it. I mean, that's how you come up with an SDC. And so whatever you need, so the sewer plant, if you're going to need to spend $2 million, if you're going to develop out the next Crescent Creek, you do the math. And if it takes you 1 year to do it, it's paid in 1 year. If it takes you 10, it's paid over 10, because it's about the capacity. You don't need it till you need it. It's the most controversial thing that developers hate them. And so we are doing a rate study, and it's going to be, the districts did this years ago, and we inherited their numbers. So we will end up with a new set of numbers. Then the other thing that in a rate study you're going to look at on SDCs, you decide you want to fund them 100% or do you fund them at 50%? Because you're going to build onto the capacity at some point. So it's terrible why we pick on grandma. We never say grandpa. You notice that when
yes.
we talk about it. Have you ever noticed that? So if grandma, if we only fund development at half the rate, grandma pays the other half. Because you hide it, it's not hid, but it's in the rates. Mm-hmm. One way or another, you're going to pay for it. So either grandma is paying with a higher monthly bill, or the developer pays. When the developer pays, then as soon as they come down and get the number from us, they all say, you're not development friendly. I can go somewhere else to build, because Ben may be putting half of it in on grandma's bill. Mm-hmm. And that's why it is a messy thing. You get a big company in the industrial park. I think the one guy was going to build something back there was a little storage thing. I don't think he hasn't yet seen any plans. And part of it was he's going to put in a bathroom, but he says he's only going to be there once a month for a day. He didn't want to pay the $7,000. I said, well, but the building will be next year, it could be sold to someone who has five employees. We don't go in and count flushes. It's a bathroom, and this is what it costs. So that they look at that as, you're not business friendly. Mm-hmm. But if we raise grandma's bill $20 a month so that the rich person can build a storage shed for the race cars, that's the dilemma and the battle. And you will never win it, and it's...
And grandma votes.
And grandma votes.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, we will have some new numbers, I think, Stu.
Okay,
now let's go to the water fund. Most things you hear in water, you can duplicate the sewer. So if you wanted to lay them side by side, you can, because other than the income side and a few things. You will see under water, we take in $530,000. I estimated it down just a hair. But we estimated 527, and I guess I should brought up 530. We're projected at 527. We don't know. Look at the sewer one. You'll see actually we estimated 450, but we're at 420, and I don't know why that is. If you want, we can just stick with water. See, I can lay mine out because mine are separated. So it's hard for you guys. So let's just do water. Okay? Then you don't have to fumble through. That might be easier for us all. So the income there, the other income is backflow testing. Scott and them have a contract with a company, is that right? And then people pay us.
Sure.
And that's a requirement. You have to have backflow testing. And so that's the total income we take in. Basically, you got a little bit of late fees and things, but that's it. You know, somebody spends their water meter, they pay us. That's pretty basic.
What do we rent?
Some little things people come rent from us. $500, you can see we get $490, I don't know what it was. Ashley, what do we rent? Who knows?
There are some groups that rent out a works building.
Oh, that's right. Oh. It's office rent. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Water. Okay.
And you know the payroll, which you know we've got the breakdown. But again, that's all. You know, some people are 50-50, and some people are X amount. And that's what that share of it comes. And the big sheet shows you that. There's our $16,000 under the audit.
member 16 for each department. And then you get into just the cost of running the place. You know, the big numbers there are really repairs and maintenance. We put 50,000. You'll notice we've only spent 58. That goes back to what if someone runs over a fire hydrant out here and then the line lifts out of the ground and, you know, we can go out spending 20 grand real quick. You don't know what if two hydrants get hit in the unit. Last year we haven't had to spend much in that. But again, in a system this size, you got to have some bucks. Stu.
We have those meters for a contractor. Is that in here somewhere?
That's just some water services.
That just goes into the water.
Okay.
Especially now, I don't know if they used to separate, but now it's a meter and it's an account and it just goes into our income.
Mm-hmm. It was always that way.
Oh, was it?
Okay.
Sure. That's where people, some people look at it's when people go out, contractors will hook up to a fire hydrant.
Oh, it's by my house.
Yeah, and there's a meter on them. And then they pay monthly for that water usage.
So it's just treated like any other
yes.
meter.
Mm-hmm.
We don't rent those meters, do we?
Well,
we do.
Okay.
Well, they check them out with a deposit.
But we don't, in effect, say, okay, to use one for a month is $25 or.
We have not. We've just enhanced it.
We're bouncing back and forth on the water meter.
Okay.
That's something that needs a little tightening up. We did, now we've got more of a, where we read the meter and they're standing here and they read it. Because what happened was a lot of the meters, they were out and then they get moved around and we couldn't keep track. And then it's anything that goes too long, you might see it in my own businesses, you know, some of them, they say there was something wrong. Well, the meter must have moved when it was in the back of my pickup bouncing around. So that's why I owe $1,000 in water, because I actually only owe $100.
Yeah.
And of course, a meter only moves when water flows through it. But you know,
they're expensive though, aren't they?
Yeah, no. Ben does, and actually, the guy that's running out, and the kid that was working here, Jake.
Yeah, he's kind of running their hydrant.
He's running that hydrant. What Ben does is, again, we're a small town, so we're not there. You come in, tell them where you want it. You pay a deposit and a fee. They go stick it out by the fire hydrant. The public works people hook it all up. You then come hook on. When you're done, they come get it and they read the meter. And you also have a monthly minimum, so it's $25, whatever it is, whether you use a gallon or not. Because they just can't afford it to send people around and letting you fool with it.
Yeah.
Now again, there are 100,000 people and we're 1,500, 1,600, so the world is a little different. But we are definitely tightening ours up where they have to sit here, they sign off at the meter reading, and we're billing them monthly, and I think we should get to a minimum. So if you just keep it, that way you'll bring them back.
Yeah.
We've had people out for 3 years. And then they said they didn't owe any money. Okay, good question on that. The capital outlay equipment, we put 30 in this and 30 in the other side. We'll probably spend way less than that, but again, it rolls over. If you'll notice, Scott can tell you the pickups, hey, we don't have a service truck. If any of you have done that work, you know, when the PPNL or anyone else shows up in front of your house, they have the basic stuff inside compartments.
Yeah.
We just got two pickup trucks. and then when they need something, run back. And you know, that really doesn't work. And now that we do public works also. So, Scott, what year are two pickups that we, or three pickups?
Two of them are in the 80s and one's in early 90s.
So, you know, they're 30 years old, and I've been in them a couple times, and I'm like, and we bought them used, so we're going to look at some. We were going to put out some specs that say, you know, have to be, we may get one new, one used, but we're going to say, you know, if we get used ones, they got to be, you know, 50, 60,000 miles and under, you know, within 5 years, that type of thing, that we can get some years out. We'd like to get a couple white ones. We put our logo on the side and start to look like a fleet.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he wants to put a box on them.
Yeah, that would help you guys out a lot.
Yeah, so we put 30 and 30. You say we know we got to buy the box, which because we don't have one. That's under capital equipment.
Oh, capital.
And we put it as equipment. When I was working on it, I think she said, well, that way we don't buy one truck. I mean, it's same. It's equipment. It could be any kind of equipment. But that's the idea. The other one you'll find there, Glenwood Acres, we are putting in, we'll be hopefully finishing up about 5,000 in this budget, but we're hooking them up to water. So we'll pick up all that subdivision. They'll be start drinking our water. They've had a well, and they have their water system. But there's about 24 customers down there. About the mayor lives down there, and we are running the going underneath the road. It's unbelievable how expensive everything you do when you get into all of this backflow. Because when you get an 8-inch, we want to go under. Well, we're going to put an 8-inch main. We don't. They only need a 2 or 3, but or 4
expansion.
But we've got to have it because when you go on. Mm-hmm. So when you bore under the highway or dig through the highway, and then you get an 8-inch, then you got to have the backflow. Then, because you don't want to send them too much pressure, you got to have a pressure reducer and a pressure reducer on an 8-inch pipe. Then the vault that this all goes in, so bodies can stand down in them. So it just blows your mind away. But we bid that job, and most of it will be done this year. That's why you won't see too much of it in next year. There's our USDA loan for this year down at the bottom. So remember, the other is just a reserve fund. This is the actual payment for the year. The transfer out, that's what went into our reserve fund. And then as we created the this, like, to get the SDCs. Well, actually, we did the SDCs this year. This is all part of that, was getting everything out of one fund into reserve. So now we have reserve, SDC, and operations. This is operations. We talked about SDC, and then we have a reserve. In the future, what we'll do is, theoretically, say we take in $550, and our operations is $400. We would transfer $500 into reserves. I mean, $100,000 into reserves. The districts, and we'll get in, I guess, the rate study now, because it fits in with sort of the districts were losing money according to the rate study. We had a low level one, which was $12,000. But anyway, the districts were losing money on water according to that study, and they said for the last couple of years. But the reason I don't think they knew it is because the way the reserves and so much of it was thrown in together, you don't really notice it. You know, or if you do, if it's dropping by 50, you got $1 million in there, you don't notice that you're actually slowly eating away. But if you froze in time and took the operational costs that the districts had to run the water department and the income, they didn't match. And that's what the
USDA.
It was RCAC. RCAC study, and they did a presentation here. The districts hadn't raised rates since they formed in 2001. So they had about
2003.
So they had about 11, 12 years. Well, actually, today we still. So if you think about it, how if you were charging what you should have in 2001, with all the increases in fuel and labor and all the other expenses, it stands to reason you're probably not making money today, or you were overcharging a bunch then. One of the two has to be true.
Right.
You know, there's no way.
Water.
And my guess is they were probably overcharging, but at some point a few years ago, the lines crossed. So we set out, and we are doing a huge rate study that's going on right now with a company out of Seattle. It's $48,000. It's water, sewer, rates plus SDCs. And they're looking at the whole methodology of how we charge, how much should grandma pay, and how does this all work. And when they come back, they'll have recommendations. It'll be one of the more interesting things the council's got to work on, because there's no easy answers probably coming. And one thing by law, you can't kick the can down the road like the federal government. We can't deficit spend. And so they're going to be faced probably with some choices. And when you haven't raised rates in 12 years.
Oof.
Mm. Yeah, new council.
Will they be
it's not hard to figure out.
Will they be making technological recommendations, like in meter reading and things like that?
Well, we actually are at electronic meter reading. But yes, I mean, they're going to look at some new methodology of how we charge. The fairest rate is the one my neighbor pays. If we come up with a system that saves grandma, it's the best rate study there's ever been. If it saves the businesses and grandma pays more, well, it's a great study if you're a business person, grandma's upset. No, what I'm saying is that the rate study that works is the one that you pay more, and you pay more. Well, I pay less. That's the accurate rate study. and you know, that's where we're going to be faced. But I think with this, with the credibility of this company, that's why we spent so much. Because they're doing them all over. They worked in Bend, I mean, but they work all over the West. So we'll get a nice big thick report, and hopefully a lot of you will come down, because I think it's going to be actually interesting and shed some light on where we move ahead. The decisions will be tough. Very tough. But.
So that was
well,
just
we get paid out. For it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in this budget, I don't have any revenue because it'll probably take effect January 1, you know, and so this, we may end up with more revenue, and then we may have to do a supplemental budget just because, and then next year we'll know those numbers. But it could be a reduction, who knows? I mean,
it really is satisfying and exciting because like we talked about last night, we are moving down the road as a city, and we're getting these things in place. They're all going to be done right. We don't have to be looking over our shoulder and behind us. I think it's a great, and this is probably the biggest one that the city's going to do for a long time as far as what they're going to think about what we do for
them. Yeah, and you know, it'll be fun. The methodology changes, you, that's what it'll be. You know, kind of different. Because do you want to, this is just, do you want conservation? See, some people say, I think it was Kathy the other night was saying, you know, well, I don't use my minimum. See, so if we lower the, say it's X, we get 3,600 gallons per minimum. Well, we can go in there and look and say, so anyone that only uses 2,500 gallons, to a degree, you can say you make a little extra. That tends to be who? Grandma. Okay, so you make a little. So if you, and if you lower down the minimum, then she's fine. But then the next, then that group suddenly starts paying more in between. Now that tends to be mom with two kids.
Young family.
And if you raise the minimums, then we let the water run down the street. The lower the minimum, the more we turn the water off. And so it's a real, it's an interesting thing. Are you promoting, because one of the things the company asked me, they said, what's your philosophy on conservation and how much, because in a big city, they want them to load it to conserve. And I said, you know, I don't feel that Lapine, while there are some people, but I think it's more of the middle of the road on that. I mean, we don't want to reward waste, but I don't get the impression that we're, you know, want to be Berkeley, California, you know.
Eugene,
yes, yeah. Thank you.
But you know, Rick, we solved that problem in our community in Glenwood Acres because we were faced with only the kind of storage we had and what we could deliver. And we had people watering their lawns. You know, it's cheaper to water your lawn above the level of the minimum or your maximum. And because you're only paying $1 a 100, and that's 750 gallons. So we raised the price of the
overages
from $1 to $3.50 for residents and $4.50 for commercial.
Right.
Guess what happened?
Usage went down.
Usage came back down.
Yeah.
And it was strictly around the fact we had a 5,000 gallon tank.
Yeah, and that number, we were talking about the SDC and the when you need a new line, when you need a new water tank. If you can reduce the consumption per house, that delays that out. See, and so it all plays a role into all of it. I like it. It's very interesting to me because I like the numbers. But, so that will be coming August, September. And so we'll have a big public hearing with the community. And then then we'll come up with recommendations, whatever it's going to be, and you know, probably be a hybrid of something. It might be a 2 or 3 year phase in. That's one of the things I've talk to them. They, you know, if we went 12 years and should have done something years ago, you might spend a 2 or 3 year phase in if it's going to be. Instead, what if there was a 30 or 40% increase? You might do 3 tens, just so people can kind of get accustomed to it. I do not know the numbers, but that's, so that's where that's at.
I have a question on the expenditures. Why is there nothing projected in water rights expense?
Because that was going to come out of the SDCs and more of the reserves.
Oh,
and so we didn't put, see, that's where the districts didn't know they're losing money. What they want to do is, you want this to be more of what you might need to operate the thing. It's kind of like paying your wages, paying your fuel, doing your postage, and having your 40, 50 grand for those, a water blowout somewhere. But as far as getting into water rights that are going to go on for 40 years, you need to depreciate water tank, like the 300 grand to do the water tank, you can't put them in here. See, because those are long-term depreciated type assets.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's why.
Okay.
Good question. Sewer. Most of the same things here. The good one here is a lot of people aren't aware of the sewer, the septic service, and so that's when all the people, the 45 grand, that's for all of you that live out of, well, none of you do too much, but some of you don't have sewers. But when you get your septic tank pumped, all the pumping trucks, like Kitty, they have their own, but most of those trucks dump up at our sewer plant. They pay us by the gallon.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of rural money coming into the city for the most part. And it's actually a pretty good number,
yeah.
45,000.
Mm-hmm.
Payroll and all that's pretty
just
much
out of curiosity, how do we bill sewer? Is it based on water?
No.
It couldn't be because they were separate entities.
Well, true, but and the answer is no. We do sewer is an EDU, which is equivalent dwelling unit system.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting in the study.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Totally. A house is easy on that. Again, we go back to you pay one, well, you can. Now, what a lot of cities are doing and more are going to, they take a winter time water reading and they take December, January, and February, assuming that few people, and of course there will be the person come down and testify that they wash their car once a week in January. Most people say, That pretty much 99% of the water you use in January is in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Gallon in,
gallon
out. So you take the meter readings for those 3 months. Then you calculate that, saying that those are the gallons that this house puts down the drain. And then that is then July 1, it sets it for the following year. And so if you have five, then again, now grandma likes that because she's there alone. Hers is low. Now, the family of five, or the rental house that takes in three roommates, their water usage goes up because they've got three people taking showers and flushing toilets. Then their sewer bill goes from 40 to 80. But it rotates every year. Just to let you know, my house in Madras right now, and I'm single, my sewer bill is $100 a month. And nobody moves from Madras because of the sewer bill. So, you know, when someone here says it's 28 and they're going to come in here and complain when it's 29.50. Okay.
Wow.
But just to tell you. So, the sewer one is the one that's going to be, I think, interesting. So what we do, this is the problem. Right now we do this EDU system. It's not based on flow. So if I have a restaurant with 100 seats, it's every 10 seats is an EDU. So if I have 50 seats in my restaurant, and I only serve dinner, I'm 5 EDUs. If I'm breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I have 50 seats, I still pay 5 EDUs. Mm-hmm. Which one's putting twice, three times the water down?
Yeah.
And see, and that's why the flow-based is fair. And if you go to flow-based on sewer, half the people are going to say, finally, I'm not subsidizing this half. But this half is going to say it's a communist plot. It's a conspiracy theory.
Grandma thought it.
Grandma thought it. Yeah. So you see where this is going to be fun, and the council's going to love it. It's so we'll need your support. Look at this. Same exact thing though. We put $100,000 in repairs and maintenance in this. The sewer stuff can cost a whole bunch. I probably could have put that at 50. I mean, you don't know because it's just maintenance. And we did put $100,000 in the Wiki at lift station. Scott can tell you maybe there's a little problem over there.
We have had a problem out there, and the pumps are undersized, and the pressure line that comes from that area back to the wastewater plant is a small diameter pipe that runs a whole long ways. We kind of held off at the district and replacing it, thinking that we'd be expanding into Kegel Acres, and now we're back to talking about expanding into Kegel Acres. And so that could take care of. That was the notion, instead of spending grandma's money on that, it'd be lumped into one larger loan to handle that area. So.
Yeah, now we're thinking, when we first were saying, we 6 months ago, we're going to go fix that. But now I'm thinking, if we're going to go into Kegel, let's not spend $100,000 fixing it when we can fix it. $200,000 or $300,000 will take care of Kegel and everyone.
Yeah.
So we're kind of like, in fact, we're going to do a little review on that and talk to the DEQ. So.
I was just going to say that last small meeting, small cities meeting, the DEQ people were there, and they actually approached me about Kegel.
Okay.
So they know about it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're real interested in what we're going to do about it.
Yeah, Kate, actually, the Public Works Committee next month at 10 o'clock, which is on the second Tuesday of the month in May, DEQ is going to be here, and the whole topic is pretty much Kegel and the sewer system, and it includes Glenwood, but that whole thing. And then they might want us to take, and today, LCDC, which is Land Use State Agency, the director for the region was here, and we spent 2 hours looking around. We went to areas outside the city. The legislature may pass a bill that will have us serve the areas outside the city that are just close in. There's a trailer park right across from Kegel. What's it called?
Trailer park.
Yeah. Riverview. It's actually real nice. It looks like senior citizens in there. It's real clean and tidy. And then maybe just across the bridge where there's a subdivision to the right of the Roslyn Park.
Ponderosa.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, Los Ponderosa.
Okay, Los Ponderosa.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is, when you look at the map, where do you stop?
Yeah.
But
Howard.
You know, that's anyway in the works.
Well, 6th Street to service that other area out there.
Yes. So there. That's kind of the sewer fund. We transferred out to our SDCs and our reserves.
Excuse me.
Yes, Stuart?
Land purchase, is that connected to?
That was last year. And we spent it. We had to pay $75,000 to the county to get our land back here, the 700 acres.
Oh, did we pay that already?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yep, we paid it. Yeah, they were going to do us a payment plan, and I thought, well, why have a payment plan? The cash is sitting in the bank, and so they couldn't believe it when we said, well, let's pay it all. We don't want a payment plan. We were going to spend $5,000 on legal fees to get the payment plan right. And I said, well, we'll just pay it. And they were like, oh, okay.
Skip the interest. Yeah.
The sewer district had anticipated that. They were working on that in 2006.
What's that?
That property back there, and no one was going to be exposed. Mm-hmm. The thought in the sewer budgets all along was there was some money for that.
And, you know, then now, see, what our next thing is, we're probably a couple years out, but we got to move to where the field is. We need to go under the railroad tracks and go east to the far out, because you get 40, 45 feet of, I think they're saying 40 feet here. 40 to 50 feet of soil, so then we're not going to have the nitrate issues, so we're further east and deeper. Where we're at about 15?
Yeah, 6 or 8
maybe. Oh, 6 or 8 where we are. So again, the people think that we're taking our effluent, we're spreading it, but we're spreading it on something that the water table's too close. Whether or not it has an impact, who knows? But if you get it out to 40 or 50 feet, they won't argue with you.
Yeah.
Will we go back to the Hayden? I mean, is that something that would
back there?
Normal? Yeah, on the new stuff.
If we can irrigate pine trees and not have the expense of trying to grow hay and we have about a week and a half of hay growing with it, that would just be really mean.
You just don't want to bale any hay.
I think Sisters just runs more lines out into the forest than they have.
And they're building a tree farm at their sewage treatment plant. And they're going to sell the trees to contractors and everything and supply the town.
That may be a... Because, you know, the hay never grows well with the fluid. It's...
Not here.
It just... Well, it struggles a lot of places. I think maybe there's a little too much of something.
Well,
let's go. Okay. Well, we have things we have to do tonight, so that we can take the clock off the wall because these are required. So, Kitty, that's the presentation part, and you know, if there's something we want to go back to, but a couple, three things then we're going to need to do. One would be is we do have to set the rate, which is there right now. It's at $1.93, and that's a requirement if you have the ability to go up to $1.98, which is another nickel a thousand, and it's $6,000 or $7,000. Normally, you'd only do that if there was $5,000 you want to spend on something, and you say like, we need to do that to do it. But that is actually a vote we want. You need to set what you want the rate to be. Right now, the budget is figured at $1.93 per thousand, which is the same as last year.
I thought we went up to $1.95, but we didn't.
It's
$1.93.
We were at $1.91, it went up.
Yeah, but not by much. Okay.
Right.
So,
did we, if we raised this and sort of pointed it towards our economic development, I mean, we struggle at looking at that $20,000, and to me, it would be, maybe it's $5,000, $8,000, $9,000.
Over $5,000.
But if we went to $1.98 and focused that on economic development in our future budgets, I think that would be a wise choice. That's my input.
How would you do that?
Raise the rate 5 cents.
I mean, but how would you future boards? How are you going to control what future boards do, future committees and future councils?
Well, you can't.
Well, you can't. But our intent sitting here today.
That's why we did it.
Yeah. I mean, sitting here today, we can very validly say, hey, we're putting some more money into economic development, or actually establishing that amount of money to make it available to economic development.
Struggling now to pay what we want to pay for economic development?
Well, we hire him half time. You know.
Do we need more than that?
But I'm just saying that I don't know. But if things start to pop and the economy's starting to turn around and all of that kind of stuff, we need to be thinking about it now rather than getting into the middle of a booming economy and handling more people in economic development. But you know,
do we have
what's that?
Unappropriated ending fund balance?
Oh, each fund has.
Each fund
has. Well, some of them.
Yeah.
This is a balanced budget.
Yeah.
This is balanced at the $1.93. So if we want to raise it, we would go take a fund or two or three or something and add money to it. I mean, you could.
No, that's not where I was going with that. I was going with, you know, if we in the budget we have extra money. And the question was raised, you know, if we increase the tax rate for this one purpose, what's the guarantee that future councils are going to use it for that? You know, there is no guarantee. And do we need it now? Why do that now if you don't need it and you don't know if that's the purpose it's going to be used for in the future anyway?
Well, I don't know that we. I mean, just looking at the long haul for economic development. I think it's an investment. So when you say, you know, we can do this, but we're not sure, but we're looking at it as an investment, I think time's right, but I just think it's worth doing, you know.
Okay.
So, Kathy? So if we looked, if we need to do this, would we look at maybe a small one again, like 195 or 196? Would it do us any good?
Cut the number in half. I mean, if it's 5 to 10, it's
five. What's 5 cents going to cost somebody?
If you have a $150,000 taxable house, not, now your house would be worth 250, but your tax value is 150. So, you know, you can take 5 cents. Well, 100's easy. 5 cents times 100. That's $5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for the
a year. So it's per house. And 40 cents a month.
Within the city.
Within the city.
Yes.
Yeah.
It, you know, as we've said this every, it's not a lot of money if you don't use it. It's not a lot of money if you do use it. It's more symbolic. We've talked about that. I mean, I think it's a symbolic issue. And I have no opinion on it. It really is. It's so symbolic to me. It's like, you know, yeah, if we got the five, well, I think you'd find some place that you could go stick it. If we had 10, hell, you'd find a place to spend it. So, I mean, it's,
and
what do you?
Yeah. Probably everybody knows and realizes that it is symbolic to me, and it's a fun thing. And I just kind of like being able to say that this city has never taxed to the max.
Now, we will, this is one problem that could come. That Ken didn't mention, when we go to get grants and things for the sewers and all these expansions, this has come up. They said when they see that you're not levying your maximum amount and then you're in asking for grants because we're so poor, they're going to say, well, I mean, they said that first they will require, they're just going to say flat, we are not going to give you grant money.
Has that actually happened? Because that was one of the first things that Stu said years ago, and we've always gotten the grants.
Yeah, I mean, well, the city's never got grants. So, I mean, I think that as we move into the more of the big ticket items on the sewer and water, that's the kind of thing that's going to start popping up. And what, like an example, they right now, to be eligible for sewer and water, even just loans, remember when we were doing the merger, the Barb Ann and they kept talking about, well, and actually, what's his name at the Shell station? Brian. Well, we have to charge a certain amount. There is some truth to it, although it doesn't get down quite like that. But there's a chart out that shows that based on our income in this community, it is based on our low income and our demographics, they have a list of the whole state of what to be eligible to even get. Is our current rates are like $5 a month too low. So you, because what they're saying is, yes, you're poor, if that's what you buy into, you're poor. But everyone else in Oregon at the same level of being poor as you is spending $5 more a month for sewer and water. So you don't want to pay it no more than they do, but we're not going to give you free money if you're not willing to step up. And so, and we just had this discussion 3 weeks ago on that, and he showed me the chart that said we should be $31 for minimum for water and everything, and that's based off our per capita income inside the city of Lapine. So, I don't know if it'll bother us down the road or not.
But that validates a little bit of, you know, I mean, if they see we've got 5 cents, then, you know, and it's not a lot. But it validates the idea that these big ticket items of grants, that's another reason for doing it.
Bob?
I think some increase, I think, is appropriate. And not only that, the assessed value is going to go up. Mm-hmm. So that increase will increase even more to the assessed value.
I just
don't know if one fell swoop at going from here to the max is, even though it's just 5 cents. I don't know what the population's going to.
Will it create a public furor?
You know, nobody really even looks at our rates. I mean, you know, I'm arguing against myself here because, like I said, really, with me, it's just more of a fun thing to do. But if fun is going to hurt us, I don't want that, if there's that possibility, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're probably spending more time talking about it than, you know, if you paid each one of us a few bucks an hour to sit here and talk about this, we already spent that money. So it, at this point, it really doesn't matter to me. It's what we all think is best for the city.
Can we ask just then, I mean, we beat it to death. Can
we show a couple of people?
Yeah.
Want to go around the table.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, this tax money is really a very small portion of our budget.
Mm-hmm. That's right, what, was it 16% or something?
That surprised me. And another thing here is we have a very small tax base in terms of within city limits. Mm-hmm. There's a huge amount of outlying areas that would contribute much more significantly to our tax base if we had access to it, and we don't. And I think Rick's statement, maybe the only really good rationale I can see for doing it, is that if you have to go out and ask for money, you need to show that you're doing your part.
That we're up to our max. We're getting all we can get from our people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
right now we can't say
and,
that.
And, you know, I mean, this is a huge budget in terms of millions of dollars, and we're really talking about $5,000. It doesn't mean squat.
That's why it doesn't. If we don't have anything we absolutely need it for, it's hard to see why, other than get the grant thing, I guess.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't see any real justification of the need. We have a budget that balances and everything. But if it can harm us in getting grants.
But if we'd have had it, this whole exercise we went through here could have been a moot point.
Yeah. Maybe we can go back and revisit.
No, maybe not.
Well,
we still have.
If you were to do this, what I would do, and I think it'll work with what the mayor is asking, I think I would broaden it out. It's not to hire more EDCO time, so, but we could put it in business. They call it. It's at on the first page. General fund business development. Yeah.
Development.
What is it? It's the second. It's real close to the top. City improvement projects business.
Yeah.
And what we could do, and I think you could, if you want to feel good about this, that extra $5,000 or $6,000 could go for additional code enforcement, cleanup of junk around town, mm-hmm. something that I think the public would like. Mm-hmm. And as long as the council knows it and everyone's kind of aware, so you know, we're putting another $5,000 or $6,000 into this budget. Mm-hmm. And if, because we can get more, you know, today when we're driving around, I mean, there's plenty of places that have got some real eyesores, and we could start. You know, we spent, this, most of you don't know, but we have actually helped contribute to the cleanup out at the wood carver. You don't go around every little lot, you can't do that. But that, it was a high enough profile with a big enough impact that for the man that cleaned up the bulk of that, which is actually almost all gone now, and it'll be gone the rest of it here in a couple of weeks, you know, he went and bought a 30-yard, besides burning and all the other things he's done, he bought a 30-yard dumpster, and I called Stu, and we matched him, did one, and he brought another one in, and we did another one, and I limited him to the two, so we did invest a little. Ben does it, actually, Deschutes County said they don't advertise it, they have a little fund for that. There's just sometimes you need to go do some things, and I've agreed to give $250 to each of the other two owners there toward their cleanup of using the dumpsters and the things. And they've actually hired companies. The two that, on the end, they've hired companies that will start this week that will take down the rest of those structures, and that will actually be picked up by people that are paid to pick it up. And yes, we've contributed a little money.
Yeah.
But that is because there was just, you had five owners out there, and you had people were frustrated, and you know, various reasons. Again, don't ever think that we go over here a lot and someone says, well, I'm not doing it because you won't pay me. That ain't gonna happen. That, you know, but it's that type of a thing.
Now,
so Stu,
thank you. I've always said, since we incorporated, we should have gone for the match.
I know that.
That was mine from the very beginning. And we wouldn't even be having this discussion. Mm-hmm. But we're having it. I'm glad we're having it. And I would like to see us go for the match. But I'm glad Rick brought up what he just brought up. Yeah. Because I don't think economic development, that's important. But I think our code enforcement is more important.
Well, that will bring your economic development.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
That's part of it.
So that's, I'm done. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, do we have a consensus on that?
Do we need a motion?
Yeah, what we'll need to do is you guys need to set the rate to $1.98, then we'll have to recalculate, and then I'll take the difference and put it in that business development line item.
I move we set the rate at $1.98.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All right, do we need a roll call vote on these?
No, just vote, as long as everyone make sure that they vote.
Okay.
There's a question.
All approved, let's raise hands.
There's a question.
Oh, we have a question.
Karen.
My concern is that within the next year, we're planning on putting Kegel Truck on sewer and water.
Okay.
So therefore, those customers there are going to be out of their pocket paying more money. Okay?
Yes.
So when we talk about raising taxes, most of the people in this town are almost to their max in that particular truck especially. But I wonder whether or not they think that we need that extra money, and what they're going to say when they get their tax bill that will go up. The tax bill that came the last time we received them went up because they weren't charging enough. So those people, or all of the people that I've talked to, have asked me whether or not we planned on doing a raise in the taxes. My answer to them was that I did not know. Their answer back to me is, I hope you are not. So that's my concern. That is what's been said to me.
I can tell you this, that we spend, when you get in, if you want to talk about code enforcement, 75% of my code calls come from Kager. So that's where, what I actually believe, and yes, if you ask anyone, do you want? The answer is no. Do I want to pay more? But I can tell you what I'm getting from the people in Kegel. They're saying, help us clean this place up.
And we're still talking $5.
Because I don't need to go to where these two people live. There is one code enforcement issue in their subdivision. But they have higher valued houses. They're going to pay twice because their assessed values are so much higher. So Kegel has lower assessed values. But the reality is, that's where the money's going to be spent. Mm-hmm. But I think that you would find, last week I had two. Poor gentleman over on the railroad that's got a nice colored fence, he's got a little wood with Mr. Scott. He just says, would you go down and look at what's down the road from me? He says, I went down, and I took the DLCD guy down today. And we're like, you gotta be kidding me. And this man says, I retired here. I wanted to come here, and I built my house, and his is immaculate. He says, why are you allowing this? He's not mad. He's just like, why? Why is this going on?
What were you looking at?
He shouldn't. Huh?
What were you looking at?
The property that's bad.
I know, but what were you looking at if the property was bad?
What are you looking at?
What was the
cars?
Oh, junk.
Oh, right.
Trailer house. Gotcha. I mean, camp trailers, raising the tarps over them, and people living in them.
Okay. Did you have some comments?
Yeah, I would just like to point out, Karen, you know, talking about the raise, for most houses, especially Kegel, they're probably priced in the same neighborhood as ours. Because I'm earning, you're looking at $5 to $10 a year added tax to your bill. It's not going to be a big jump.
Some of those people don't eat at the end of the month because they don't have that $5 or $10.
Well, it's not a month; it's a year.
Yeah.
You know, 75 cents.
That's about $1 a year, a month.
It is. It really is that tight for some people.
Yeah,
and that always has been part of it with me too. But grandma, you know, at some point maybe you just have to make a change. That's kind of where I am now.
And also, I'd like to add that after that meeting I went to within the DEQ, it's not a question of if we want to do Kegel. It's when we do it. They're not, you know, they're aware of the problem out there with the septics, and they're going to move on it. And I'm sure that Rick's had conversations with them already. So it's something the city has got, you know, we've got to do eventually. And that, you know, unfortunately, is going to cost people in Cable more money as well.
But they're going to have water and sewer.
They'll have water and sewer, clean water.
Yeah. Give me that choice.
Yeah, so that's a hard decision for everybody.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're at the point out there that we're not going to have the choice much longer. The state's going to step in and demand we do something.
Right.
Because of all of the old septic tanks that are out there.
Kathy, did you have something?
I think the code enforcement is exactly where we need it. Whether it's Finley Butte or it's terrible.
I put $6,000 in the community development one, but that's, if I looked in the budget, it's a place, if that could go to 10 or 11, you know, if we don't spend it, we don't spend it, but it would give us a little more. If we're going to hire this intern who's going to go inventory everything, we're going to send out more letters and things, and then once that happens, yeah, that kid can do all that, you know, with it. But the next step isn't the kid.
Yeah.
It's somebody else, so we'll have to
do that. Pay him. Yeah.
Okay.
Any further discussion on that motion? So we are prepared to vote. All in favor?
Aye.
We have mostly ayes. All opposed? Did you vote, Karen?
Do you want to oppose?
Just going to sit and listen.
You're going to abstain.
One abstain.
Okay. She can abstain.
I know.
Okay. So the next thing we need to do is we have to we need to hold a hearing on revenue sharing, and then when we're done with that, then if you want to then forward the budget with the as presented, with the exception of you want the rate and you want the difference to go into the business fund. So and you, that's what we'll recommend to the council. But so first, so it's actually, we need to have a public hearing, which would be, you would open it, Kitty, for anyone in the audience that would like to comment on how we spend our state revenue sharing. I mean, that's the monies that come from the state. It's a requirement of the Department of Revenue. There's probably no one ever been commented on it anywhere, but it's one of those little things that the public has a right to. So we get liquor money and cigarette money. Because it comes from the state, the legislature passed a thing years ago that says the public has a right to come in and just comment on how they want it spent.
All right. We will open the public hearing on the state revenue sharing at 8:23. And, well, you pretty much already gave us the rundown.
We can ask if anyone wants to.
You gave us an overview. Does anyone need more information on that?
Why don't you ask if anyone would like to speak on to the public?
Yeah, I was just making sure that everyone heard what they heard from, you know, that they have an understanding of it. Okay. Public comments? None? Okay.
We don't actually need to vote. You just have to hold the hearing.
Okay.
Then the council, we have a thing when we do our meeting, they vote. But the law requires that a public hearing is held before the budget committee.
Okay. I'm just looking at the steps here.
But you can vote if you want. It wouldn't hurt because it's just an extra.
Okay. And I'm just reading the steps here. Accept budget committee recommendation. So we all accept that as resolution number. Does anyone care to vote on this? Or consensus?
Where's the revenue sharing?
It's in the general fund. Well, see, what it is, it just goes in as general. It goes in, and then it's spent. You can't track the dollars because it goes in as income, and it goes wherever it's spent. But if someone came in, they could come in and say, you know, you're taking in, this will be an example, you're taking in $20,000 on cigarettes. You need to fund a $20,000 stop smoking campaign. And I want that in the budget. That doesn't mean you do it, but they have a right to come say it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, same with alcohol.
I move we apply revenue sharing according to the budget worksheet as presented.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Further discussion? This is always pretty simple. All right. Let's take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Good.
Did you vote?
Yes.
Okay, it's unanimous. Okay. We can close the public hearing at 8:25. The quickest hearing ever. One of the quickest. We do this every year, it's that quick.
So now, the last thing you need to do, if you're comfortable with the budget, someone needs to make a motion to recommend this budget to the city council for adoption, with the noted change of the money going to the line item that we discussed.
Boy.
I move we recommend this city budget with the line item change we discussed.
Well, I didn't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Because we don't know the dollar total, we just, you know.
Well, with the changes that have been discussed, that's how I want to word it.
Is that including raising the tax rate?
You actually voted to raise it to $1.98. You actually took a vote on that, so that's going to happen. We just don't know what that exact dollar figure is.
Okay.
I'll second. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? I have one thing. In all of this discussion with big budget items and everything, I hope nobody attacks me on this. Like, we're spending a lot of money, but I would really like to put in my request to spend a few dollars to get some sort of a cart or a cabinet or shelving or something in the ladies' room so that
we can do that within our.
Well, you know, I just didn't want to shock anyone. It's probably going to be like.
Come to the restore and we can find something.
There you go. I was going to say it's going to be like $40 or something, so, you know.
You've talked to the girls here about what we need in the ladies' bathroom, and I think that the council will just allow them to.
I got us to take the restore.
Okay, good. I just didn't want to have to be overlooked.
I'm not sure. No, I'm waiting to take the vote.
Ken, all right. We are.
Did you get a second on that?
We did. Okay. Kathy seconded. Mm-hmm. Did you get that, Patty?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's have a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? None. We have approved our.
Thank you, everyone, for coming and.
I don't even ask for that. If everybody is good, I will adjourn the meeting at 2028.
You're here.